Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome to this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast. I'm Kaylin Butine and Jamie Smith is here with me again today. Jamie, say hi.
Hello. Hello.
And we are sharing a great episode with you all today about ways that we can level up and experience growth in our careers, something we all want, right? I love these kind of podcast episodes where we hear from many different folks on what has worked for them, because we're all on a different path, and it's really nice to hear real experiences, but experiences that have a lot of variety and offer different perspectives instead of just a formula for how we could get from, you know, point A to point B. So many of the artists that we featured today have described how they make connections in their art communities. But one kind of through line or thread that is consistent through all of these reflections is that these artists have really taken a chance and, you know, put their effort into a big yes moment for their art careers. So these are kind of reflected in different ways in being open to vulnerability and trust in their career through taking a chance on a big risk or a big ambitious thing. Many of these artists talked about just carving out time and space for their practices and, you know, being generous. Generosity has come through in some of these reflections as well. So I'm so excited for you all to hear these reflections and hear from different artists in the ways that they have really taken a chance and leveled up their careers. But first, Jamie, I want to hear from you. Can you tell us what are one or two big chances that you've taken on your art career that have really inspired growth for you?
I love this question so much, and it's really made me think about how, as I started reflecting on it, I just feel like being an artist is taking chances all the time, and yes, there's just so much risk in what we do. And there's even risk being alone in the studio and trying a new medium or pushing yourself in a way and then thinking, and then we talk about then putting yourself out there and sharing your work or selling your work. It's just, these are all chances we take. And so when I look back, some chances that have been really important to me have always been coming to art with an entrepreneurial spirit. Mm-hmm. And one big one for me was that I've always put on my own art shows throughout my career. I recognized really early on that I didn't like the idea of waiting to be found or waiting for an opportunity. And it's been a through line, like this word chance, I just wanted to see what was my through line. And actually these art shows have kind of been with me since the beginning too. You know, this year we did an initiative with our communities of taking up space and asking people to put on art shows. And why I'm so passionate about that project and that initiative is because it has always been how I have really grown.
Yeah.
Having a show, it's pushed me to make a body of work, bring it together in a statement, all these elements that we kind of, we're always juggling as artists. We're trying to do, you know, not only make the work, market the work, write about the work, get people to come see it. And an art show really takes on all of them. So I am one of those people that before the show happens, I think I am never doing this again. Mm-hmm. Why did I ever do this? The money, the time, the energy, the chance, the risk, the vulnerability. And then every time after a show, I think this was the best thing ever. I can't wait to do this again.
Yes. And you ride that roller coaster up the hill and then you're like, wee.
Yeah. But I feel what comes out of these experiences and why I always come back to them, you know, and I do a lot less than I used to when I was like a real keener back in the day, but I feel the growth is huge. The work mm-hmm. grows, being able to talk about my work. And then if I'm, you know, doing it right, it's actually all about, and this is the entrepreneurial mindset, is like leveraging all of that hard work and yep. actually continuing to show, to talk about the show, continuing to push that body of work out into the world and get more shows from it. So I feel like these have been my big chances, my big vulnerability moments. I think also with big chances, it's about taking that entrepreneurial mindset and leveraging that risk that you've put out there and kind of getting the most benefit you can. And so my biggest, you know, learning has been then to continue to talk about the show, continue to put yourself out there and then try to get that work more into the world. I think as artists, we put so much into the artwork and then we put it on the wall and then we're over it. And mm-hmm. really people have just seen it. So to continue to talk about it, something I'm going through right now with a show I just did for Tuss is just remembering that other people are seeing this for the first time and they missed the show. The show was only 3 days. And so to continue to kind of talk about that and putting myself out there even now. So yeah, I mean, in theory and in practice, I see art being an artist as a complete, you're taking a chance all the time.
Yep.
So I love this question because I love thinking about this kind of stuff.
I love that answer, Jamie, and just how it connected to taking up space and how it's something you've been doing for a long time. And it, you know, we've turned it into an initiative for our community. So that was a great connection point there. Okay. So let's tune in to some of the other artists that have shared reflections. We'll go now to their responses and share them with all of you listeners. And we just wanted you to know that these artists who are featured are mentors for our CRIT program, either the CRIT Crew program or the Studio Intensive cohorts. So we just wanted to give them an opportunity to share so you can hear their voice and get to know them a little bit more as you're thinking of signing up for that program. They are all super generous, warm, and powerful artists with really inspiring careers. It's such an honor to work with them in our program, and it's just an exciting thing that we get to hear from them today. So here we go.
My name is Karen Siepker, and I am a mentor for the Thrive Together Network. I currently live in Nashville, Tennessee, though I am a transplant here, and I am a painter. To be honest, I don't think in terms of how I grow my career. Instead, the growth I like to focus on is more about how I fit within a larger creative ecosystem and find fruitful and meaningful connections within it. Connections to other artists, both alive and deceased. Connections to histories and happenings in the world beyond my own specific geographic location. And I am especially interested in how art is making connections beyond the walls of galleries and museums and having real impacts on communities and in the lives of real and diverse people. When I look back at when these important connections have happened for me, I look back to moments when I have put forth the effort or exerted the bravery to be vulnerable and open myself up. And those acts are what led to exciting events in my life as an artist. It's a great reminder to continually remain open and seek out new connections. And our lives can get so busy navigating all the facets of our lives. So I really enjoyed having the regularity of something like a CRIT group, which can help keep our practice centralized in our lives and help to keep that focus on our practice and how we create meaning through what we make and what we learn along the way.
My name is Amanda Sandlin, and I am a mentor for the Thrive Together Network's CRIT Crew program. I live in Boulder, Colorado, and I am predominantly a painter and a writer. The most influential thing I have done to grow my career has been less of one specific thing and more of just a general mindset and a habit that I've adapted over the years, and that is to say yes to opportunities that scare me. Anytime I felt that kind of stretchy, intimidating feeling, I've really tried to cultivate the habit of saying yes. And looking back, I know that these are the moments that have pushed my career forward, whether it was because they connected me to new contacts or deepened my skills or opened up new doors, grown my confidence, or even just given me more to add to my CV. These have all been the biggest moments that have pushed my career forward. Some things that I have done that have scared me the most have been saying yes to a solo show fairly early on in my career before I really knew my voice as a painter and before I was confident in my work. Partnering with a gallery for a series of commissions before I felt confident enough or ready. Writing and sharing my art for a political organization, which required me to be super transparent with my values and beliefs. Saying yes to facilitating my first mentorship program and applying to MFA programs and then getting an interview that made me feel completely out of my element and way in over my head. In all of these experiences, there's been this moment and this element of no turning back. Once I agreed to whatever was proposed, I had to see it through. Whether I totally butchered it or whether I nailed the assignment, and believe me, I've definitely done both. If I were to have said no to any of those opportunities because of how uncomfortable or scared or not ready I felt, I know for a fact that I would have missed out on multiple opportunities that directly related and came from each of those experiences and each of those times that I just said yes.
Hello, everyone. My name is Leslie Fandrick, and I'm a mentor for Thrive Network's Studio Intensive Cohort Program. I live in the Hudson Valley of New York, and I am an interdisciplinary feminist artist. My work explores how my cisgendered female body has transformed through caregiving and how home can be a fractured, fragile, and unsettled place. I make sculptures that merge found domestic objects with sewn textiles, and my practice utilizes a collage process of breaking objects down into parts and then building them back up into new holes. I believe an art practice requires a number of things to succeed, like enough time, a dedicated space, and of course, financial resources. But what I find can be very energizing for my practice are the relationships and conversations that I have with other artists, especially when these conversations are about the work we are making or thinking about in the studio. Showing each other in progress or finished work and having a productive conversation about what the work is doing or saying is essential. Getting feedback about my work inspires me to try new things. It gives me clarity about what I'm doing, and it also gives me information about what is and isn't working. Often, we will also have conversations about art history and contemporary art exhibits. We discuss all the different ways to be an artist in the world, and I get to hear about how other artists approach their unique art practice. These discussions leave me feeling excited and ready to get back into the studio to make new work. The relationships that I have with other artists have developed in a number of different ways over the years, including in my hometown through events that my local arts council organized, in graduate school with mentors, professors, and fellow students, and also in various classes, workshops, and residencies I participated in. With my closest artist friends, I feel supported, seen, and understood, which goes such a long way toward developing my confidence and a sense of purpose. Often, good opportunities can come through these relationships too. So my best advice for growing your art practice is to put yourself in situations where you can meet like-minded artists who want to talk about art in a deep way. Those conversations will propel you forward and provide context and support for your work.
Hello, my name is Mira Burak. I am truly honored and excited to be a mentor for the Thrive Together Network in the Studio Intensive Cohort Program this fall. I am grateful to live in an Earthship home in the high desert Ortiz Mountains in Cerrillos, New Mexico. I live here on the unceded land of Pueblo peoples. And my life and art practice really seek out to explore how the materiality of our daily lives teaches us about intimacy, engages our senses, provides comfort, heals us, invites rest, and elicits pleasure. My work straddles a space that's between woven textiles, the illusionary qualities of painting, a phenomenological approach to photography, a soft sculptural sensibility, and the values of land art. And really, the most powerful growth in my career has emerged because I was able to really further integrate my life, my art practice, my home, and the land and place where I reside. Moving to a rural environment from the city and leaving a traditional day job in arts administration took so many risks on my part, and a deep trust in my inner calling and what I envision for my life. And really, that was only possible with the emotional and practical support of my family and my felt sense that I needed to follow my gifts and my intuitive and instinctual intelligence. And then this would then manifest a really fulfilling, connected, and slow existence for me and my family and those I share with. And after taking this great big plunge, a few significant art opportunities came my way, and I was able to expand the reach of my exhibitions with complementary communal experiences, and those widened my community and enriched the breadth of my practice. It allowed me to extend my practice to my home, where I have created rest workshops and other healing collaborative experiences that really share an integral part of my life's values and purpose. And I'm sitting outside as I record this with the birds singing, and I truly feel that the sacred land and plants and animals where we live teach me at a core level about what it means to be alive in the most sensual, empathetic, and elemental way, allowing me to just create a satisfying and expansive art life practice.
Hi, my name is Danila Rumold, and I am a mentor for Thrive Together Network's Crit Crew and Studio Intensive Cohort Program. I live in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and my work is process-based. I forage plants and collect other raw materials to use in dyeing and staining mulberry paper with botanical colors. Exposure to natural elements imbues the process papers with the marks of weather, time, and a sense of place. Using household tools such as stovetop burners, washing machines, and irons, I add marks of domesticity to the texture of the work. Cutting, tearing, and piecing together fragments of paper, I mend the surfaces back together, creating a kind of patchwork within a framework of modular, geometric, and organic shapes that elicit sacred geometry. Together, these processes result in works with a strong material presence. Their surfaces are reminiscent of cracks in the dry desert earth, the spots and wrinkles that appear on our skin through the aging process, and the variegated textures and colors of desert plants and rocks that compose a subtle and rich landscape in the high desert mesa where I live. Obvious evidence of the work's making reveals labor, authenticity, accident, the unknown, unpredictability, imperfection, decay, and beauty. The most influential thing I have done to grow my career is my dedication and discipline for showing up for my studio practice on a daily basis for the past 20 years. Because of this, I own my identity as an artist, giving me confidence to put myself out there into the art world. As a result, I have a number of achievements I am proud of, which include selected exhibitions, publications, residencies, and artist interviews. But most importantly, I live a fulfilled life as artist, mother, and mentor.
I'm so pleased to share that this episode of the Artist Mother Podcast is sponsored by Annie's Kit Clubs. Annie's Kit Clubs brings craft and art supplies right to your doorstep. From woodworking to beading, knitting to card making, crochet, quilting, and more, you can join a kit club and ready-to-go craft kits are mailed straight to your home on a regular basis. No prep work required. Such a fun and easy way to learn a new technique or gain inspiration by folks at Annie's who make it easy for you to try your hand at a new medium. Annie's Kit Clubs come packaged with materials and instructions for each project, so once it hits your doorstep, you can jump right in. I love this. Use promo code ARTISTMOTHER75 to take 75% off your first month of a kit subscription. Find out more at annieskitclubs.com. These kits would be a super fun way to get your kiddos involved in art and crafting without the burden of them going through all of your studio materials or making a mess with your stuff. Try out the Simply Beads kit to learn the art of jewelry making, knit your own socks with the Love to Knit kit, learn the art of crochet and create unique Afghan squares with the Afghan Block of the Month Club or their Moroccan Tile Crochet Club. That sounds very fancy. There's even a Young Woodworkers Kit Club, which would be so fun for kids, and a Charm Pack Club, which brings you 42-piece charm packs from America's top fabric designers. So once again, to get inspiration and supplies straight to your door, check out Annie's Kit Clubs and use promo code ARTISTMOTHER75 to take 75%, thank you Annie's, off your first month of a kit subscription. Find out more at annieskitclubs.com. That's AnnieskitClubs.com. Thank you so much, Annie's Kit Clubs, for supporting and sponsoring the Artist Mother Podcast. I'm so proud to share that this episode is sponsored by Kindred Bravely. Kindred Bravely is a premium maternity and nursing brand that makes it easy for mothers to find functional, stylish, and comfortable clothing. Since launching in 2015, Kindred Bravely has grown into a sisterhood of moms who help each other transition from the bump to the breast and beyond. They use premium, super soft fabrics, including bamboo and organic cotton. They carry nursing-friendly dresses, tanks, and tees that are comfortable and stylish, and bump-friendly tops and bottoms, and a sleepwear line that is my personal favorite. Kindred Bravely is here for moms no matter where they are on their motherhood journey. Their mission is a comfortable bra in every nursing mother's wardrobe. So visit kindredbravely.com and use discount code AM20 to save 20% off your purchase. That's kindredbravely.com and use discount code AM20 to save 20% off. Thank you so much, Kindred Bravely, for existing in the world, for supporting mamas, and for supporting this podcast. Ah, that was so great. I love hearing from those artists. I just makes me want to sit down and have coffee with all of them. What did you think about those first responses we heard, Jamie? Any thoughts or reflections that you want to share?
Makes me very excited to be a Crit Group mentor myself. This is my first time in the program. And honestly, I was just thinking about how these artists all basically, can I live up to this crew? So I was looking at it with different ears, but I will let that go and I will take a chance and be brave. One thing I loved, actually, Karen, when she spoke about the idea, the way she put it was, you know, how to make your practice central mm-hmm. in your life and yeah. a focus. And that is something that is so hard to do. And I just love that. And I can tell for myself when my practice is a central piece of my life and when it is on the back burner. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to kind of tie back into my original answer of taking chances of making an art show, I think that is actually, I think she solved my mystery of why I do like it, is because having that goal and that place to show creates a schedule of making that practice central mm-hmm. because you have to show up, you have to have the work done. So I had a lot of ahas really mm-hmm. during that, those sharing. What about you about hearing them?
Yeah, I think I loved Karen's response too, and how she tied it back to vulnerability at the end, how, you know, it is so much about building our ecosystem, but then making sure we're showing up authentically. And like, that is a big risk. And I think that provides the most growth, right? When we're in a safe environment where we can really share who we are, what our intentions are, and, you know, get feedback and get support that is authentic to us, rather than just, you know, I always say it, formulas or whatever it is, you know, like that people are trying to sell you or subscribe to you. I really liked Leslie's reflection too, where she talked about just how, in a way, it all comes down to relationships. And that, you know, we are so dependent on each other in the art world, especially those of us who, you know, don't have the big platforms of representation, who don't have, you know, blue chip galleries like knocking down our doors. We really rely on other artists to, you know, show us the way and to provide us with support. We get the privilege of providing opportunities for other artists when we've kind of already gone through something. We can turn around and say, like, now it's your turn. Like, I know an artist who would be great for that. So I love that idea of kind of bringing it back to, you know, personal growth being so much about our ecosystem and our community and our relationships.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, this is a long game. Mm-hmm. And so the big words are needed, like relationships, vulnerability. Mm-hmm. These are not quick things. These are not quick answers. So yep, I would love to hear from you what has been a big chance you've taken, or a way that you've, you know, committed to growth in your career.
I mean, I would just echo a little bit of what we've just talked about, in that I think the biggest chance that I took was definitely starting the podcast. And although it's been a struggle for me to maintain my own practice and also run the podcast and community, like, there's been days where I feel like they've competed for my time and my energy. I really feel like I wouldn't be the artist I am without this community. And, you know, once, like, I leaned into that authentic need that I had and showed up for myself and said, like, I need to hear from more artists who are parents, more female artists, and put myself out there and, like, sought out those connections. You know, through the years, like, those have built relationships for me and, you know, have really, you know, I've learned so much about my own art career from my peers, from those folks in my community. And, you know, whether that's through the CRIT program or, you know, just showing up and asking questions and making friends. So I think definitely the people in my life, who I've met through doing the work that I do have been the biggest catalyst for growth for me. And then I think like, second to that is, staying committed to having a studio space. I'm a very like practical person. And I think the container of like always prioritizing whatever home we're living in, Kaylin has a studio, like we've always made it work. We've always put resources there. I think it's just, it's always felt like this, you know, I already put the effort here. I have the space. And so like, I'm going to use it. I'm going to lean into it. Like that felt like a very practical, like carving out of, you know, energy and effort and resources. And so then, you know, I always wanted to get in there and work and make something happen. Like, you know, I think like I was thinking back to what Amanda said about how sometimes you have to take a risk before you're ready. And I think I definitely had a good studio before I even really needed a good studio, but I grew into that space. You know what I mean? So I think that's been a huge part of my personal growth as an artist is just myself and, you know, John and my family, like always kind of prioritizing a good studio for me.
Mm-hmm. It's also such a physical representation of commitment.
Yep.
And especially being a practical person, which I am as well, is that it's so easy to say that I don't need this, or I'll figure it out, or I'll have a bin that I put out on the table. And I've done that as right. well, you know, and we all do our best. But it is having that commitment to a physical space and the whole family knowing is so important.
Yeah. Absolutely. And no shame in the bin if that's where you are right now. But totally. I think I've just been there. The fact that you even buy yourself a bin, right? Like that can look like many things for many different people. But I think, yeah, that has been a way that I've really shown commitment, and it has reaped growth and reward for me in my art practice.
It's a big step to physically have the bin, and then even bigger to be say the bin lives here.
Yes,
this is my
have a
bin.
Space for the bin.
You can make a physical space for the bin. I love that.
Okay, let's go back and hear from some more of our artists and mentors.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Saragoza McGilvery, and I'm a mentor for the Studio Intensive Cohort Program. I live in what is known as San Antonio, Texas, or Yanaguana, the current and ancestral homeland of the Tapilam Kahuiltecan Nation. I am an artist and curator, and my practice is predominantly photography. Through my work, I'm invested in the subjects of family and home, and consider the subjects of identity and relationship building in these contexts. I think about the confrontations of race that happen within family, subjects like generational loss, adoptions, and the importance of safe space, or what I am referring to as home and the pinning down of the ambiance of home. The most powerful growth that I've had in my career is because of reciprocity and generosity. And what I mean by that is the act of investing in others around me, in my community and my colleagues, my artist friends, spending the time to show up for them and resource share and encourage one another in opportunities, and them choosing to do the same for me and the people that have invested in me and my work, who took the time and continue to take the time to get to know my work and what I'm working on and see something in it and to be generous with me. And I really think that, you know, I can trace all of my growth in my career back to people and back to investing in one another.
My name is Helen Sargent, and I am a mentor for Thrive Together Network's Crit Crews. I live in Todmorden, West Yorkshire, in the United Kingdom, and I am an interdisciplinary artist, focusing on work about the maternal body and my mothering experiences. The most influential thing that I have done to grow my career is to be honest and true to myself, and to build meaningful connections and relationships with other artists whose work I respect and admire. This has led to producing ambitious projects such as The Egg, The Womb, The Head and the Moon, a maternal art magazine, and being invited to contribute to other projects such as Maternal Journal. A book I love is On Connection by Kay Tempest, in which she writes, "Creativity encourages connection, and connection to true, uncomfortable self allows us to take responsibility for our impact on other people, rather than going blindly through life in a disconnected buzz of one day into the next, taking what we can from every encounter with no further thought possible than my survival, my kid's survival, my survival, my kid's survival."
Hi, I'm Meredith Starr, and I'm a mentor for the Thrive Together Network's Grit Crew. I live in New York in the suburbs of the city, and I'm a multidisciplinary artist working in site-specific installation and virtual and augmented reality. I like to use play and humor in my work to make subtle commentary about the state of our ecology, domesticity, and gender politics. The most influential thing I've done to grow my career is to realize that I can create art anywhere. This led me to begin to make work at the beach, sketches in the car on road trips, and digital art on my laptop when waiting for my kids during their after-school activities. It isn't always possible to have dedicated studio time, and recognizing this shaped a new creative process. I can make notes on my phone about ideas for projects while waiting at the bus stop, listening to artist talks and podcasts while commuting to work, and also really connect to observing the world around me when I'm outside on a run or for a walk, because that's often the biggest inspiration for my art too. The most powerful growth I've had in my career is because of a project I did in 2019, a 12-panel painting, one panel for each month, with colorful waves that codified and depicted how I spent my time. I wanted to know the answer to the question of who or what receives my attention the most. My children, work, art? I had been taught that I couldn't talk about having children or being a mother, and that in order to be successful in my career, I had to keep those worlds separate. Creating that painting and putting it out into the world was also giving myself permission to share that I am an artist mother. And in doing so, I have been able to connect with an incredible community of other women wearing all the hats and thriving.
Hi, my name is Karen Dana Cohen, and I am a mentor for the Thrive Together Network, as well as the Studio Intensive Cohort Program. I am based in Chicago now, but I lived in New York City for a long time before moving to the Midwest. I am originally from Mexico City. I grew up there, so I've been able to work with a Spanish-speaking crew too. I am a process-based painter, and my research is based on multiple legacies of women forming and reconfiguring social structures, from private and public interactions. When I understood that relationships and the people around me, other artists, other creatives, were my audience as well as my community and the people who I was going to work with, I realized that those were the most important relationships that I had to foster. And I started creating bonds that were stronger and to really engage with their work and their process as much as I could. And I think that has been one of the most influential things to grow my career. If there is one reason why I keep making art, it is because of the people I get to know through it. Their interactions I'm exposed to are sincere and more powerful. I'm grateful that I can have a life experience that provides opportunities to connect. Studio visits now have a completely different dynamic because of that, because I really value that exchange. And I try to be very curious and open and really spend time with the work and valuing the conversation more than anything, more than the work even. Just that moment is so important, so relevant, and that's what's shaping my own experience of the art world. I really feel like this is my generation and these are the artists that I'm gonna be more influenced by, as well as my work having more relevancy. So instead of like just waiting and trying to surprise an audience that doesn't exist, I really try to engage with the people that I care about. And it's always worth it. It's always worth it to be generous and to give and to understand that by giving, you're also getting the most of it. I also have some patterns when I create work. And I understand that when I'm in the most intense parts of creating a body of work, I won't be able to connect. I need my space. And just understanding the cycles and the patterns of one's own personality might be very useful, because then you recognize that it's probably the stage in which you are going to reach out and see more spaces and engage with your other community and try to, you know, just go and see what they're making and think about the work together, solving problems and etc. And then when you are in making mode, you can probably just stay in your studio and work and be more productive. But everything is part of that same pace of making and taking in. And I just see it as an exchange, a very powerful exchange, that social transformation together.
My name is Michelle Landell, and I'm a mentor for Thrive Together Network Crit Crew and Studio Intensive Cohort Program. I live in the suburbs of Paris, France, and am a fiber-based artist focusing on work that explores the interaction between the internal and external experiences of memory, power, and loss. The most influential thing I've done to grow my career is commit to a serious studio practice and make art every day. Sometimes it's very bad, or I have no idea where something is going, but it doesn't matter. I just go back the next day and the next, and eventually interesting things start to happen.
Hi, I'm Arden Bendler-Browning. I am a mentor for Thrive Together Network's Crit Crew and Mentor Studio Visit Program. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I am a painter, and I also create immersive virtual reality paintings and works on paper. My work hovers between expressive landscape and gestural abstraction and explores movement, perception through digital imagery, and navigating place through memory and imagination. The most powerful thing I've done to grow my art career has been networking with galleries and artists both in my local area as well as beyond my home base. About 5 years ago, my primary gallery director encouraged me to expand my gallery representation to other cities and advised me on what she responded to when other artists had approached her. The galleries which responded most favorably were ones where respected artist friends from different parts of my life also showed. Now, having worked with those galleries for several years in addition to my primary gallery, I've also developed friendships with artists in those cities. My work has been curated into exhibitions through fellow gallery artists. It can be hard to draw large crowds when you are in a solo exhibition outside of your home base and don't know many people, but the artists I know in those places always show up. I make a point to go see their exhibitions or visit their studios when I'm in their town. Every time I've been in a group show, I maintain communication with the artists whose practices speak to me. Instagram has also made much of this easier than in the past, and has opened up many new connections with artists who live all around the world. I will be attending a residency this summer that is the result of a recommendation from an artist whom I've known for 25 years, but lives in a different part of the country. And while there, I will be meeting an international artist with whom I've developed a friendship through Instagram but have yet to meet in person. My most recent inclusion in a museum exhibition was the result of a friend recommending my work to a curator in another city. I am a shy and introverted person by nature, but I regularly reach out to artists. I find it much less stressful than reaching out to curators and gallerists, though I do that as well, just not as regularly nor as informally.
That was incredible. I'm feeling really inspired and just encouraged and motivated and so proud of all of these artists that we work with and represent in our leadership and in our programming. What are you feeling motivated to do right now, Jamie? Did that inspire any, you know, anything that you want to go do today or this week or a new goal that you have?
I think they were big reminders. And again, these ahas of things that I think about a lot anyways. But hearing how people practically use these ideas. So for example, Arden really struck me just the power of showing up for one another. And we talk a lot about this on the network is just, you know, you get what you give. And community is a very big word and it's a bit of a buzzword. But what does that mean in practice? And Arden's sort of story she told of how artists have shown up for her and connected her, as well as brought real world tangible opportunities, was just such a reminder of how important we are to each other. Mm-hmm. And not only just to, you know, encourage and be there, but it was just a reminder of how much power we do have as individual artists to connect and be there for each other. So I am just so excited for Art and Tea, our next one, because, you know, that's where I get to show up and that's where I get to actually see fellow artists. And so I'm going to look up an art show for the weekend though, and go physically see some art and meet and see some artists as well. So yeah,
that's a great idea. Yeah. I loved Arden's reflection, and Jacqueline too talked about like the word generosity, both in kind of that take and give in relationship. And really every artist I feel like who has shared spoke in some way about being in relationship and being in community. And like that was not planned, but it really is really powerful just to hear how much, you know, relationships matter to all of these artists and how much we really can give each other. Like, I think, you know, I'm feeling motivated to, you know, utilize that, the opportunities that I have, and really be as generous as I can be with those opportunities. But also like just boldly reaching out and asking, you know, for something that I might want. And I just think that like kind of give and take of that. And it just reminded me, I actually know Arden because she literally just reached out to me. Like she was like, I would love to, you know, talk with you about like homeschooling. This was back when we were both homeschooling and I'm a homeschooling artist. And, you know, she didn't do it in a way that was like, hey, put me on your podcast, like, cause I have something to say. But she was like, no, I genuinely want to connect about like these shared identities that we have. And I love what you're doing and really appreciate the podcast and all that stuff. So actually there's been several people that are in leadership in our community that I did not know until they reached out to me. And it's just so funny to like think back through like, how do I know people? And quite a few people just took that chance. Like Amanda said, like so many of them have referenced and, you know, put themselves out there and reached out. So that's really inspiring too, just to kind of think back on some of those threads and how our relationships have developed over time.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. So lots of takeaways from this episode and from these words. I hope you're feeling boosted and inspired to jump into whatever the next thing is for you and your own unique art career. Here at the Thrive Together Network, we have just opened enrollment for our CRIT programs, and we really feel like they can be such a powerful catalyst for growth. Our programs are for artists in any stage of development or at any point in your career. So, you know, be mindful of that these are for very advanced artists. These are for beginning and emerging artists. They're really about connection and about, you know, offering you a space to authentically grow wherever you are. They were created to help you feel connected to your work. So helping you kind of recontextualize or develop stronger language or a greater understanding for how your work fits into larger art world contexts. And again, just a big emphasis on building community and helping you build a strong network around your art practice.
What I love so much about this program, Kaylin, that you've built with your mentorship team is that people have the opportunity to really get to know the mentors and decide what would be a good fit for them. So when you go on the website, it's thrivetogethernetwork.com. You'll see the programs that are available, and each program has a button. I spent hours making these buttons link that you click.
The button has a bin.
The button has a bin. And the button is also orange, which took a long time as well. So you click that button and you'll see a page of mentors. And in the Crit Crew program, they have also partnered with visiting artists that are part of this program. I just love the depth that this program goes into, and you will get to choose four mentors that would be a good fit. And then we do a lot of finagling to make sure that these groups will work with, you know, your time zone and the other people in your group. So we kind of, at the end, we will match people. But I just love the opportunity to kind of choose what growth you're looking for. What chances do you want to take? So enrollment is now open. There are limited spots. We are, it's moving very quickly, which is great. So definitely go check that out. Crit Crew is 11 weeks and you have a small group of artists. That's also what I love, the power of four artists and a mentor. That is such a good number. And you'll also have that visiting artist come in. And then really exciting, it's a brand new sort of level two. Once you've done Crit Crew, we now offer a studio intensive cohort program.
Yes.
I know. This is 5 months. Again, the small cohort and your mentor. And you're actually going to come into this program with a project you want to do. This, for me, I want to sign up for this because this is sort of this idea of a show. You know, it's this idea of coming in with a project, but having a group to go along with you, that is so necessary and wonderful.
Yes.
And then another option you have, if you know, you don't want to sign up for a full program, that's totally understandable, but you still want feedback. And that's the mentor studio visit. And that's a one-off thing. So you can go on and pick a mentor and have them come into your studio through Zoom and talk through your work. So I love that because you just might not be in a place where you want to sign up for a committed program and have a small group, but you still have an option for feedback and growth. So
yeah. Or maybe you're listening to this episode, you know, 3 months in the future and we've already filled our programs. Just know that we always offer one-off studio visits for you. And just, you know, again, as Jamie mentioned, be aware that enrollment is open, spots are limited and filling fast, and our program starts in August. So we're signing up now. We're going to take the month of July off, and then we'll come right back in the middle of August to start the second half of our year off in a really, really great way, centering our art practices, like Karen Siepker mentioned, and you mentioned, Jamie. And I love the idea of, you know, this program and this community really helping us create that focus and that intentional purpose around our art practices. So thank you everyone for tuning in this week. Thank you, Jamie, for joining me. Please share this episode with an artist you care about just to show them a little love and encouragement, right? This could be a great, easy, you know, here's a link. Just wanted you to know I'm thinking of you and sharing some support. And if you've got a few extra minutes on your time today, I would love if you would leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. We would love to hear from you. And make sure you catch more of our work on thrivetogethernetwork.com and Thrive Together Network on Instagram. And of course, the artistmotherpodcast.com and Artist Mother Podcast on Instagram. Thanks for listening.
The Artist Mother Podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Budine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.